If you want to turn in your Bibles to the book of Numbers, we'll be in the book of Numbers tonight. I do appreciate the good report I got on Sunday as well. Just talked to several and Thomas. Sent him a text, Thomas Engle, who preached for you on Sunday, and he just said how much of a blessing it was for him to be able to preach, and how much of a blessing you all were to him, and how much of a blessing it was to be able to preach God's Word to you folks. And it just seems like the Lord blessed, and appreciate he and his family. Brother Thomas and Sarah are dear friends of ours, and so thankful for how God is using them. He may have told you, but please continue to pray for the Engle family. They're going up to help a church that was pretty much a church that was headed toward closing the doors. But there's a group of believers there that are really burdened about their community. And there's no real strong gospel preaching church there in that village or town. And Thomas and Sarah are going to try to go and just be a help to them for a couple months until they can find a pastor. So be praying for them. And I know he would appreciate it. Now, I told him that if he felt led, that he could have an extra, long prayer meeting after the service. Now, did he do that? He didn't, Brad. Brad's like, no, he didn't. Brad, some of you are like, I wish he would have. But anyway, it was something. I got news on that too. I was a day late, of course, getting the news. And like I told you, American Armed Forces, they broadcast the Super Bowl, and it was a day later, of course, and I didn't know the results, and wish somebody would have told me. I wouldn't even have watched it, but that's just the way it rolls sometimes. But like I was telling Brother Dan earlier, there's always next year, amen. That's just the way it's going to go. But anyway, the Lord is good, isn't He? And just want to share some thoughts with you tonight about that, and something that I feel like our church has been dealing with a good bit of recent days, especially the past week. And this is the message God has placed on my heart for tonight, and I hope it will be an encouragement to you, and just something that I think we need to remember when we are going through seasons of life where we are carrying burdens. And let's look in our Bibles and the book of Numbers there, book of Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11, I'll begin reading in verse number 10. Now, you'll remember the context here. The children of Israel have just been of a rebellious spirit. They've been complaining about why they can't go back to Egypt. Why are they out here in the wilderness, in the desert? Why am I having to go through the things I'm going through right now? And just really a contentious, complaining, critical spirit. And even God even brought judgment on them, we see in the first few verses. And He withheld that because Moses crying out, the fire was quenched, but they continued to complain. And so it comes to this point here that God was giving them the necessary provisions through the manna, and it fell upon it. But then look at verse 10. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And not any for any good reason. They couldn't get satisfied. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. And then the Word of God says Moses was also displeased. And verse 11, And Moses said unto the Lord, Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived of all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the sucking child, unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give unto all these people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh, that we may eat. Verse 14, I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. Let's pray together. Father, I come before You with thanksgiving tonight, thanking You because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Lord, I'm thankful tonight. I rejoice tonight in the power and the cleansing of our Savior, the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we come before You asking You to meet with us tonight. Would You help us, Lord? Would You draw us closer to Yourself? And Lord, we do think of our friends and our dear sister, Noel, tonight. And You would bless that surgery, Almighty God. And You would guide the hand of those doctors. And that You would comfort the heart of Brother Mike and the children, Lord God. That You would meet their need right now in a special way. And then, Lord, we do pray that You would meet needs in this room. Lord, no doubt that someone here is carrying a heavy burden at this time. And I pray You'd speak to them, Holy Spirit, in a way that only You can. And Father God, we'll make sure that we give You the glory. For we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It wasn't long at all. I got off the plane in Niger and I had walked into that third world country airport and with all its funny stuff. And you're in a third world country when your goats are running around the airport. But when you go in and where we were, you go and get your luggage. And man, I want to tell you what they got there around that luggage. They got what they call their porters. All right, les porteurs. And these men got their carts and they got their little vest on. And man, they are ready on the flip of a hat to be right there as you're walking through the door. If you've gone through customs or whatever, they're ready to meet you with their cart to go over to the luggage and to start to help you out. They're there volunteering, and I want to tell you, they're not doing it for free, okay? They're trying to make a living. They're trying to feed their family. But I want to tell you that what they are doing is they are coming to you very quickly, because most people that do come have a good bit of luggage. And that's what they do. They come and meet you and say, Monsieur, sir, I want to help you. I want to help you. And so they come along, and of course, find the first one, and they start stacking it up. And it comes out truly to be a real blessing, because it isn't that expensive because of the third world country, and what they think is reasonable, is very reasonable to me. And so I let them take those suitcases. And what does that enable me to do? Well, it does lift some of the burden of carrying that weight all the way around the airport and to get to my ride that's carrying me. And they're all there, and sometimes you have to separate them. You have to say, wait a minute, and you have to pick a number, because, man, they are just wanting to help lighten the load of your burden. But I want to say here to you tonight, church, that's talking about suitcases. I want to tell you about somebody tonight that wants to take your burdens spiritually, that wants to take your burdens that you're dealing with right now. Even it may be physical things, but really in the heart of the matter, it is spiritual things, and that is the Lord God, who loves you dearly and knows of the burdens you're carrying tonight. I look across this room, no doubt, looking at a group of people who have burdens. And God gives us burdens for a reason. And He has a purpose for him. And now He had a purpose for the burden that He was putting upon Moses that we see here. The title of this study is simply this: Burdens Too Big to Bear. Don't you feel like sometimes you just got burdens going on in your life and they just feel like they're just too big to bear? They're too big to take on. You just feel like this man did, Moses, at the end of himself. And that is point number one. I want us to see, number one, the despair of a burden. The despair. We see, number one, in verse 10, he's displeased. You ever been there? Situations you're facing, that I'm facing, that, let's just be frank, they're displeasing. They're discouraging. You're looking at them and they're not going in the way you think they should be going, and you're displeased. As the Word of God says here, Moses was displeased, and sometimes burdens can come across that way at first as a disappointment. And We got to know how to respond to those. And then Moses goes on to say here in this despair of a burden, not only is he displeased, but then he starts asking questions, and he almost gets a little sarcastic with the Lord. He's human. He's got that human, that instinct that to say, why are you afflicting me? You ever been there, church? You ever feel like God's picking on you? You ever feel like, well, Lord, why is this happening to me right now? The way it is. I'm sure I'm thinking of families even right now that are going through it, that went through it this past week, and things, the way things have come across, and we asked ourselves, why? Why are you afflicting your servant? Why are you putting this pressure on me? Is Moses' attitude right here? And then he goes on to say, also, do I not have favor in your sight? You know what that could be translated as? Am I not doing things right? am I not in church? Am I not reading my Bible? Am I not doing the things I'm supposed to do? Lord, where's your favor? But yet, instead of favor, you've put this burden on me. And he even says it, why layest thou this burden on me? And perhaps you're asking the same question tonight. And he goes on to say, listen, am I supposed to carry them in my bosom? Am I supposed to carry these people and take care of them and provide for them? You're raining the manna from heaven down upon them, but yet they're not satisfied. They're continuing to lust. They're continuing to want more. They want to go back to Egypt. I've tried. You've tried. God, you've tried to judge them. But yet, they will not respond. And this burden got so heavy that this despair of this burden, look what he says. He says in verse number 15, and if thou deal thus with me, kill me. He said, kill me. He said, take me out of here. He said, I can't take this anymore. I can't bear this burden, God, that you've placed upon me. I'm at a point where I'd rather you just take my life. That's what he says, what the Word of God says. He says, I pray thee out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, let me not see my wretchedness. Boy, you talk about the point of despair. And can I tell you this evening, church, we are all capable of coming to this point. Don't ever think that you are above thinking of wanting your life to end. Because that is what will happen when you come to certain burdens in your life, certain trials of despair that you'll face, and you try to do them alone, as Moses was trying to do. You try to bear them by yourself, as Moses was trying to do. I want to tell you, you will come to this conclusion as well. I just do not want to live anymore. We see the despair of a burden. But secondly, I want us to see the design of a burden. Thankfully, God is there with him, and just like God is here with us, when we do go through things like this, and we do in our human weaknesses come to those endpoints in our life, saying, God, I can't do this anymore, we see that God has a design for this burden. Number one, the design of this burden is to show weakness. You know, God will bring burdens into our life to show us our own weaknesses. Trials. Test. He will show us. He does a wonderful job, our Heavenly Father does, our loving Heavenly Father. He just does such a wonderful job to gently bring us to the end of ourselves. You know, I just be honest with you, I did. It wasn't as severe as it could have been, and I realized that, but I will tell you, I felt helpless over in the Sahara Desert this past week when I was getting report after report. My children had the flu, my wife had the flu, brethren are passing on the glory, graduating the glory. It's a good thing. But in my all my heart, I'm saying, God, why did you let all this happen when I'm going to Africa where you told me to go for the week? And I'm getting overwhelmed in my heart, but the Lord reminded me that I need to come to the end of myself and realize that I can't meet all those needs, but He can. He is totally capable of meeting any need that we have. And I had no choice because I have the Atlantic Ocean between me and this church and my loving church family and my loving family, where I just had to get on my knees and say, Almighty God, please help them. And that's what God wants us all to do, to come to a point in our life where we don't try to carry the burden all by ourselves that He places into our life. There's a design, and that is to show our own weaknesses. And I believe, as we see in the Word of God, Moses saw his weakness. Can I ask you something tonight? Have you come to that point in your life, dear friend, where you realize you can't handle the burdens you're facing right now? Do you see them as maybe, are you trying to continually to carry them on your own? How do I know that Moses was trying to do this on his own? Because he cried out for help. He cried out for help. And that is also the second design of a burden, not only to show our weakness, but the design of a burden, get this, church, please get this, it is to share it with others. God intends us, these great burdens that come into our life at different seasons, whatever, they're all different shapes and sizes and different colors, but God intends them for us not to carry them alone. He wants us to share them with others. Look what he says here after Moses is basically saying, take me out of here, God. I don't even want to live anymore. This is cruelty. That's the spirit of him trying to take it on his own. And then look what the Lord said in verse 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. God wanted those men to stand there with Moses. In church, we have got to come to the point where we realize that these burdens in our life we cannot bear alone. You need people standing beside you. Sometimes in our independent Baptist churches, I feel like we take that independence to a degree sometimes where it's actually a fault. It's actually a stumbling block because we could become so independent that we think we can pretty much carry it on ourselves. Instead of opening ourselves up to let others stand with us with our burdens and allowing them to share the burdens with us. God did not design burdens to be carried alone. And we'll know a verse in chapter 6 of Galatians where it does make reference to that, but he is not referenced. It is a different Greek word. He is not talking about the burdens that this man's facing, Moses. And a lot of the burdens that you're facing right now are not to be carried alone. You need some people standing beside you. And perhaps I'm speaking to someone, you are at the point of despair where you wouldn't mind if God just took you on out of here. Listen, can I encourage you, dear friend? You need to share your burden with someone that loves you, someone that cares about you, someone that knows Jesus Christ as their Savior. And allow them to stand with you. To stand with you as God chose these 70 elders to stand with Moses in a time that he was simply overwhelmed. We know what the Word of God says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. He says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. You know, Not only do we have the responsibility of sharing our burdens, but as that verse says, we have the responsibility of bearing others' burdens. And that's something I want to encourage you with tonight, church. I don't know when's the last time you went and talked to a friend or a brother and sister in this church and used these terms and said, "Brother or sister, with all the seriousness in my heart, I would like to bear your burdens with you. If you have any burdens you would like to share with me, if you can confide in me and trust in me, I give you my word, I will not share it with any others, but if you would want to share them with me, would you allow me to share your burden? I want to stand with you." God expects that. And perhaps that individual will say no for whatever reason, there's nothing right now, and that's okay, but listen, don't ever quench the Spirit of God if He's touching your heart. You know your brothers and sisters in Christ in this church, you know them outside of this church, and we have a God-given responsibility to go to them and say, "Can I help bear your burden?" Sharing our burdens with others. How important is that right there? Sharing these trials that come into our life. And a lot of times we think that no one really will understand. No one would really know. And I'm sure Moses was to a point in his life where God brought him to the end of himself. Listen, you need to get off of that one. You need to get off of that one, because the truth is you need to swallow your pride and realize this thing has gone over your head. This thing has gone over you. You can't handle it. Admit it. Come to me in humility and say, "God, would you send some people to stand with me? And would you give me the strength to go to them and say, 'Would you stand with me through this great burden?'" You know, there were some serious disappointments going on. Moses was ready to handle this on his own, wasn't he? He was ready to handle it on his own. And can I tell you, friend, if you're trying to handle some things on your own, you're going to come to this conclusion: "I want out." But that is not the design of a burden, to get you to a place where you say, "I want out." It's to get you to a place, "I want in, but I want somebody to help me. I need help." Sometimes, again, in our pride, we have a hard time saying, "I need help." Sometimes you ought to just practice saying that. Young people, it's not afraid, it's not anything to be ashamed of if you ever have to say that to your mom or dad or to another young brother or sister in the youth group. Simply saying, "Look, I need help. I'm struggling. I got some burdens I can't carry anymore." The design there is to share it with others. And then thirdly, in closing, my last point is, God wants us to do with this burden, He wants us to displace this burden. I want us to see the displacement of the burden. Now, you say the displacement of it. Now, this is what I mean here when I talk about the displacement. I mean, not only have you have shared it with others, you've come to the end of yourself and you're having others stand with you, then God wants you to throw it completely on to Him. Completely on to Him. Psalm 55:22, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." He wants you to displace that burden. Put it on Him, as the Word of God says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Listen, can I tell you something? God did not design your burden for you to carry it alone. And I hope you'll, in your heart tonight, I hope you will say, "Lord, I realize I can't do this. And I'm trying to. And what's happening to me is I'm seeing that same attitude. Sarcasm, to the Lord God, God, why me? Why are you doing this to me? What do you think I can do? I've done everything I could. I've been right. I've told these people. They've gotten the manna from heaven. I'm doing everything you've told me to do, God, but they're not turning. And you get a horrible attitude. You get critical to God. You get critical to others. And you become a bitter individual because you have refused to humble yourself and totally cast your burden on the Lord God. I'm telling you, friend, mark my words tonight. If you try to continue carrying your burdens by yourself, you will end up in complete bitterness. And it will bury you. Do not let your burdens bury you. Because they will bury you in a grave of bitterness. And I don't think any of us want to be in a grave of bitterness. I believe we need to come to the point where we don't simply try to bear these burdens alone. You know, I'm amazed at God's creation. And I was reminded, being out in the desert this past week, on the amazing design of those camels out there in Agadez in the Sahara Desert. I'm telling you, the design that they have, I just can't explain how somebody could oversee the fact that there's a design behind those animals. Even those rascals, when they're out there in these sandstorms, they got this screen that God has given them over their eyes so they can continue walking in these sandstorms and still see very clearly enough to continue walking on their path. While their eyes are closed, it's a screen. But another thing is their capabilities of how the distance they can go without water. And then the strength that these camels have out there in the desert. The amount of weight that they can carry, it will just shock you. You know, as humans, we consider ourselves strong or whatever. But you know, even the average man, 180 pounds, 160 to 180 pounds, going on a backpacking trip, usually, and I love backpacking. I've done it since Scouts when I was little. I just went several months ago, and I love backpacking. And usually, you try to get your pack around 27 pounds, and that can even be pretty heavy. Some go heavier than that. Some of them go up to 40 pounds. But then you're walking, boy, that's getting heavy. And you got these Tuaregs out in the desert, and they got these camels. And they go on these long treks across the desert. Well, folks, I'm not talking about Minnesota, okay? I know I talk about Minnesota, but this isn't Minnesota. This is far from it. This is au contraire. This is totally contrary, and it is hot. And those Tuaregs out there, when they're going across the desert with all their belongings and the things that they have to move to the different locations, they've got to have some help. And I want to tell you who helps them. It's those camels. Those camels can carry up to 500 to 1,000 pounds upon their backs. And you think the Tuareg, he can carry maybe 27 pounds walking across that desert, and that would be very uncomfortable, even for a Tuareg who's grown up in the desert. And so it would be idiotic of him, it would be foolish of him to try to carry all those burdens and those tents and those things that they have for the animals to try to bear them and even help each other, you know, bear them like that when they got those strong camels who were designed to bear burdens. They were designed for that. God gave those animals to the people of the desert especially to help bear burdens, to help bear the loads of moving and working and all those things. What an awesome creation. Listen, that's talking about physical loads. God has designed burdens to be bared completely and sufficiently and perfectly by Himself. He can sustain them. He knows how. And we should not try to carry these things without trying to put them upon Him continually. He wants us to. And then also He wants us to ask others to stand beside us and help us to bear those burdens that we have. Oh, may the Lord help us as we see here. Listen to what the Word of God says there in verse number 17. The elders have gathered, and look what God says. I will come down and talk with thee there. That's what we want. That's what we want. God says, I will come down and talk with thee there. And that's exactly what the Lord will do with His children. And that's exactly what He'll do. He'll come and He'll make a way for our burdens to be lifted. He will make a way for our burdens to be even displaced. He will make a way for our burdens to be carried and sustained. And so my challenge to you tonight, dear church, whatever burdens you're facing, and you may not be facing any real burdens tonight that are overwhelming you, but I guarantee you know somebody that does. And what you need to do tonight, you need to ask God, God, would you use me to go to that individual and say, please, if you allow me, would you let me share in carrying your burden? Let's pray. Father, I do want to thank You for how You dealt with Moses here. You saw a man just like all of us who had come to the end of himself. Even in his speech, the way he cried out. But Lord, in Your mercy, You sent help. And a lesson for us, Lord, that we are not to bear our burdens alone. We are to share them. Lord, we ought to cast them upon You and allow You to do the work You're wanting to do. And so, Lord, I do pray that even tonight that You would meet some specific needs. I pray that there will be some loads unloaded tonight. Perhaps it'll be a brother or sister that will go to another brother or sister and share some burdens. Perhaps, Lord God, it will be a point where they will say, you know what, God, I'm giving this over to You. I cannot carry it any longer. Lord, I pray that they would come to that place. And I pray, Father, that they would trust You and depend upon You and Your goodness in doing just what You said You'll do. And if we cast our burdens upon You, Lord, Ye shall sustain us. We thank You, Father God, for what You're going to do now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.